This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This will come as small solace to the airline traveling public because it's not like the security lines are going to get shorter tomorrow. But the guy who runs security operations for the TSA has been replaced. We're not even at Memorial Day yet, and the backlogs at checkpoints in a lot of big city airports are already atrocious. There are predictions of record passenger traffic this summer. But in the meanwhile, the staffing budget for the TSA is the lowest it's been in 5 years. For you and me, that means getting to the airport hours and hours early. For airlines and airports, though, what are they supposed to do? Marketplace's Sally Herships has that story.
The problem with security delays at airports now is so bad, you don't even have to be a passenger to see it. Does the line go past your store, or where does it?
Yeah, the line sometimes reaches like maybe Ruby Blue around there.
Kathy Perez works at Toomey, a luggage store at LaGuardia Airport, and she is pointing around a corner and down a corridor long enough to hold hundreds of frustrated passengers. Halfway across the country in Chicago, AJ Kaling got stuck in a similar line not too long ago at O'Hare Airport.
You kept on seeing people tapping shoulders of the people in front of them, asking if they, hey, my flight's leaving at this time. Can I come ahead of you? Can I just move ahead of you? My flight's leaving then. But all of our flights were leaving within like a 20-minute window, so we were all in the same position.
The line was so long, Kaling said it took him an hour and a half to get through, at which point he only had minutes to run to his gate.
It was like that scene from Home Alone where they're running through the terminal trying to make their gate. I got to the gate as they were closing the door, and they said no more passengers.
But passengers are not the only ones frustrated by delays at security. Airports don't like them because when passengers are stuck in line, they are not buying overpriced bags of chips. Then, of course, there are the airlines.
Do you hold that flight and possibly risk it being late into wherever it's going?
Henry Hardeveldt runs a travel industry research company, Atmosphere Research. He says, on the one hand, empty seats cost airlines a lot. But on the other, so do flyers angry because their flight was held to wait for passengers stuck in long lines.
If you have 20 or 10 or 30 people for a flight that are have not yet shown up, but you know that they're in the airport, you show that they've checked in. Do you leave those people behind? And if you do, how will you possibly get them to where they're going when your other flights are already full?
American Airlines is looking at bringing in contractors to help with non-screening functions like directing traffic at checkpoints. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is threatening to privatize security. And Senator Chuck Schumer wants to increase the number of bomb-sniffing dogs to help reduce delays. But Hardeveldt says, really, everyone's hands are tied by bureaucracy, including the TSA, which relies on Congress for its funding.
The TSA is a government agency. It is part of Department of Homeland Security. The airlines do not control TSA.
But it is the airlines that have to deal with the public.
When you have an upset customer, especially a customer that is traveling, answering quickly is the most important condition.
Jay Baer is a customer service consultant. He says even though their hands are tied, the most important thing an airline can do is respond to grumpy passengers quickly. He says answering with empathy is next.
And then the third condition is to actually provide some sort of resolution.
But even if airports try to create a fix by privatizing security, there's an application process. Homeland Security needs to run a cost-benefit analysis, and that can take up to 6 months. The TSA says it's requesting more than 300 additional screeners in its next budget. But for now, you should plan to arrive at the airport 2 hours before domestic flights, which is what AJ Kaling did. Remember him, our traveler out of O'Hare? He had another flight this week.
Hi, Sally. It's AJ, officially through security in 23 minutes, leaving us about an hour and 45 before actual departure time. By my calculations, that means at least one Chili's margarita for me and my wife. Don't judge us. We're on vacation.
Airlines for America, the industry association, says it has two travel tips: enrolling in PreCheck to make the screening process faster and remembering to pack your patience. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.